Okay, so we're working backwards. So we discussed the Birchas Kriya Shema two weeks ago, and now I want to go to Pesukei Dezimra. So I would just say that we're actually getting into the part of davening where, probably according to most poskim, ladies are not mechuyavos to daven. No, Pesukei Dezimra. Okay, they're not mechuyavos to daven.
One second, before you stop, sir. You said you were going to do the last.
I did.
Makar of the last.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I'm sorry, I forgot.
No, that's okay.
I'll prepare for next time, right?
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate the reminder. I'll come back to next week and believe that. All right, so I probably look at it, but I'll do it next week. All right, so anyway, however, that being said, supposedly we all have time to do certain things, and the question is, obviously, when we don't have time, so the things that we're not mechuyavos to do, so we can just, we push aside. But the things that we have time to do, so we should go ahead, and it's important to say. So I just want to speak about Pesukei Dezimra first before we talk about how the post can deal with it in terms of the obligation of ladies to say Pesukei Dezimra. So first of all, the whole source of Pesukei Dezimra, to say Pesukei Dezimra, is a little murky. Okay, in other words, the question is it really an absolute obligation? And you'll see from the Gemara, you'll see that you certainly could have the impression that it's not an absolute obligation. And for that reason, Shulchan Aruch has a certain sock. So the two Gemaras that deal with Pesukei Dezimra, one Gemara is Gemara Masechet Shabbos, Daf Kufya, Yud Ches Amud Beis. And there the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yoshoshi says, Yehei Chalki Migomri Hal B'chol Yom. He says, my portion should be with those people who say Hallel every single day. Okay? Who say Hallel every single day. So this expression actually sounds like, I should be like those people who say Hallel every single day, which is Pesukei Dezimra, right? And it sounds like not everyone goes ahead and what? And does it. I should be like them. So the Gemara actually questions, how could he even want to say Hallel every single day? Amy, is that true that it's actually something to aspire to say Hallel every day? Mar said, Hakori Hallel b'chol yom. Anyone who says Hallel every day, I raise him a charef megadev. So if someone says Hallel every single day, so it's like he's blasphemizing God. Okay, now what does that mean? And by the way, you should know that this Gemara is actually the source, one of the sources for people who question how we can say Hallel yom atzmut. Because they say, you can't say Hallel every single day. So the truth is, they're right. You can't say every single day. But the fact that we decide to say Hallel an extra one or two days every year does not make it, it's not blasphemy. Now, the reason for this is like this, and this is actually very important, is that when we say Hallel on Hanukkah, actually, we're going to say Hallel on Yom Tov, on Rosh Chodesh. So what really is Hallel about? Hallel is really, especially the beginning of Hallel, you speak about the open miracles that God performs, right? So a person says Hallel all the time. What he's basically saying is, I have to say Hallel, because God performs open miracles. And the reason why it's blasphemy is because that's not what we're supposed to do. We're actually supposed to find God in the miracles that happen on a daily basis. A person feels need to say Hallel every single day, right? But basically he's saying is that, I'm looking at open miracles, and that's blasphemy because we have to see Kadosh Baruch Hu in the fact that we're breathing, we're walking, we're talking. So Gemara says, yeah, of course you can't say Hallel every day. When Rabbi Yossi tried to aspire to be like those who finish Hallel every day, so he was talking about Pesukei Dezimra, he was speaking in regard to Pesukei Dezimra. The Pesukei Dezimra gets every single day, and Hallel is reserved for those special days. Now, the question is, so it's a very strange expression, because it's very important. What is Pesukei Dezimra? How would you translate Pesukei Dezimra?
Pesukim,
the song. The truth is, if you look at Pesukei Dezimra, most of Pesukei Dezimra is really not Pesukim. What are they?
Prakim.
In other words, Yehi Chvod is our Pesukim. Hodu Lashem is collection of Pesukim. All right, and maybe towards the end there also is that before Az Yashir is collection of Pesukim. All right, but everything else are really Prakim. But Gemara calls this Pesukei Dezimra, okay? So, well, hopefully we'll try to explain what that means. Now, what does Pesukei Dezimra include? Right? This is, he says, so if you look at Rashi says, that what if Sukkot and Zimra include? So Rashi says, Shneim Zimarim Shel Halulim, and includes the two parakim of Hallel, Hallel as Hashem in Hashemayim, Hallel Kel Bakacho. And it's a very strange Rashi, because the truth of Sukkot and Zimra, Me'ikar Adin, include, has to be Ashrei, as we'll see soon. So it means, what it means is that these two parakim includes the idea of the fact that the whole essence of the paragraph is praising God, these two parakim. So in other words, it's part of Sukkot and Zimra. The Ritva says, Chedusha Ritva, and this Ritva is very important, Ki Amrim Sukkot and Zimra, when we talk of Sukkot and Zimra, Perush Mizmorim Shebesov Tehillim. It means the Mizmorim at the end of Tehillim. Sheposchim.
Well,
after Ashrei, definitely includes Ashrei, as we'll see soon. Ashrei is the most important, but in Pesukim, the end of Tehillim, Sheposchim Mesayim Bahaluka, which start and begin with end of Haluka, and that's what we know. We say from Ashrei until we get to Baruch Hashem Olamein, we always say all those parakim. Now, here's an example of why sometimes it's very dangerous to learn. Because when I saw the Ritva, I said, if I come late to davening, it's not the end of the world, because you can go ahead and all you have to do is, say the Ashrei and the Halukas. But everything else is really added on. The Tikun Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon added Baruch Lifneim Baruch Shamar, the Rabbanan, which means Chazal added the bracha before Pesukim Zimra and the bracha after Yishtabach, and therefore he says it's forbidden to talk from Baruch Shamar to Yishtabach, right? And then he says some people say if you talk in the middle you shouldn't say Yishtabach. Okay, so this is what Pesukim Zimra includes, plus something else very important. Now, if you go and look, now source number 4 is also the other Gemara that speaks about Pesukim Zimra. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Chavina, Kol HaOmer Til LeDavid B'chol Yom Shalosh Pamim. Anyone who says Ashrei 3 times a day, Muftach Lo, he has promised Shehu Ben Olam Haba. He will acquire Olam Haba. Okay, and that's the reason why we say Ashrei, at least men say Ashrei 3 times a day. During Pesukim Zimra, we say it at the end of davening, and we say it before Mincha. All right, now, little secret is that really, it seems the correct gears in the Gemara is really once a day. Okay, and that's what Chazal were Koveya to say, and they had a bracha for it. All right, but it says, okay, my taima, so what's the reason why is Ashrei so important? Ilayim mishum de asya ba'alafeis, if you think because it comes in the Aleph-Eis, except for the Nun, name, and then we could say, Ashrei Timederech. So we should just say Perakif Yates. They had a lot of time in those days, all right? Yeah. So he says, the Asya, that the Asya Vitam Na'afin, it's Aleph-Eis 8 times over. Ela Mishum the Ispei Poseach Yadecha. So why? Because in the Ashrei you have Poseach Yadecha Masbil Lechol Chai Ratzom, and this is very important. I said, this is really the essence of Zimra, is to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of us, right? And the truth is, I think the time that you have to pause and reflect how God takes care of us, to pause and reflect the fact that we're breathing every day, okay? It's kind of difficult because we're constantly breathing. But the time when you're supposed to really pause and reflect that God takes care of us is before you eat. I think, and this is something that's part of human nature. That's why, again, I don't know what the Gentiles in general do, but in old TV shows, they would sit down and they say grace before their meals, right? So it's our time to reflect. So, that's the case. So maybe we should say, instead of Ashrei, say Neima Hallelah Gadol. You should say Hallelah Gadol. Right, the chsib bay, it's written there. Nosan lachol basar. So Gemara says, "El mishum dis beitarti." So you're right, but it has the Aleph base and the idea that God takes care of us because it's the food. That's enough. Now, what's the idea that you have that it covers the whole Aleph base except for the Nun? So my uncle, but Rav Shapiro explained, Rav explained that the idea of the Aleph base is, and we'll come back to this soon, is that, in other words, really the Aleph base symbolizes the fact that we have to keep constantly praising God in every single way. And therefore, since you have an Aleph base, every single letter is used, you're sort of showing we're trying to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu as much as possible. That's why we have so many piyutim that are written with the Aleph base. Okay, now, so then, if you look at Rabbeinu Yonah, Rabbeinu Yonah explains like this. So again, this is what I said before. So why is it that we shouldn't say halal every day? We can say psukkah zimri day. So Rabbeinu Yonah says like this. This is a very important Rabbeinu Yonah. Mishum hachin nir lamori harav shatam hadavar. The reason why you have to go ahead and say you shouldn't say halal every day is mivnei sheikakriya sahalo hu al kol tzar v'tzar shalpavo ad sibur. The reason why we say halal is because we're talking about something catastrophic that was about to happen and didn't happen. Fana omrim oso b'osa shah, and we say it at that time when the tsar, this expected tragedy, did not come. K'mosh amru David al tzar shavru lo, like David said in his tzaros. U'ksha omer, he says oso b'chol yom. And if someone says it every day, so since halal is really for
special
things that tragedy didn't happen. So if a person says halal all the time, he's saying is yes, I'm thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because this tragedy didn't happen, and that miracle happened, and becomes problematic because you say that's the only reason that you're saying halal. Nira kemisha omer shein HaKadosh Baruch Hu osnim plos b'chol yom. It's like you're saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not do miracles every single day. Ulefichach kori hamisim she'avru kvar. So he says, and therefore you're just talking about miracles that happened in the past. And nimsa shemacharav chengadav kalbimala. Avaltil ledavid, but ashrei. Sheyeshbo, hasn't it gam came me'otid, what's going to be in the future. Mimasha osu b'chol yom. And what a Kadosh Baruch Hu does every single day. Amr shomra so b'chol yom, mutlo shomal haba. Because a Kadosh Baruch Hu, someone really recognizes that a Kadosh Baruch Hu performs miracles every single day, he is really a ben olam haba. So as you see, Suki de Zimra is very important. Now, besides all, and as I said, obviously if we have time we should say the whole thing, but the most important part of Suki de Zimra is, number one, is Ashrei, and then then obviously the halukas, that's all part of it, and then if you have time, the time you can say more. So, but before that, there's one more point that's very important. Baruch Shem Yishtavach. Baruch Shem Yishtavach. Yeah. Those are the brachas. Now, just to know that, let's say, for example, whatever reason, you get up and you have to daven, you're in a very big rush, and therefore you skip Sukkot to Zimra, okay? So you can go back, you can say all the psukim over again later on. You can't say the brachas. Once davening is over, you can't go back and say Baruch Shem Yishtavach. It's only before davening. All right, so and if you want, so therefore, if you really don't have time and you can say Baruch Sha'amar and Ashrei Nishtabach, then do that. That's the best thing to do.
That's what we did in elementary school.
Right, elementary school. Okay, now, I would just say one more thing. My father, and I haven't really found a source for this. Okay, so he used to tell me. So obviously, we know that on Shabbos, if let's say for example you come to shul and you're very late and you want to do tefillah b'tzibur, so. And you have to skip around. So as we'll see, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, let's say you walk into Shul and the Tzibur is saying Shema. Okay? Shulchan Aruch Paskin skips Sukkot HaZimra. Okay? Because, as we'll explain in a few minutes, he says, but my father, based on Mishkos Yaakov and others, say, no, don't skip Sukkot HaZimra. It's very important. But if you can skip part of Sukkot HaZimra, that's good. So do you see Baruch Shomer Ashrei? And on Shabbos, what else do you have to say besides Ashrei? Nishmas is because part of the bracha. My father used to always tell me that I have to always say, and this I didn't say anywhere, I have to always say Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos. Always to tell me, okay? Discussed with my brother, he said he thought because on Shabbos the Pesukei de Zimra has to be different, has to be a Shabbos Pesukei de Zimra, that's why he's saying Mizmor Shir. Alright, I don't know. Anyways, besides that, the other part of Pesukei de Zimra is very important. Aruch HaShulchan says you should really try to say if you have time, is number 6. Mizmor Lesoda is Mizmor Lesoda. Why? Yesh La'amra B'negina. You should say Mizmor Lesoda in a tune. Shekol Hashiros Hasiros Li'Batel. Because in the future, all the Shiros, all the songs will become Batel. Chut mi Mizmor Lesoda, except Mizmor Lesoda. Which, that's a medrash. In the future, everything will become Batel except for Mizmor Lesoda. So why is Mizmor Lesoda so important? So Mizmor Lesoda really underscores what Sukkot HaZimra is all about. Mizmor Lesoda was a parak at Tehillim that someone who brought a korban Torah to the Beit HaMikdash, he would say Mizmor Lesoda. Okay, now why did you bring a korban Torah to the Beit HaMikdash? What reason? Anyone know?
We were saved from
what? From what? What? So in other words, it means basically we're not talking where you were about to fall off a cliff and all of a sudden the eagle came and caught you and landed you down. We're not talking about that. We're talking. Quote unquote was you ended up in jail for a while, which was quite dangerous.
Same things we say.
Right. You crossed the seas. You crossed through Midbar, and I guess you were very sick and you recovered. Okay, which in those days was definitely more miraculous than today. I'm not going to deny that, but it was like a part of life. In other words, a korban torah was brought in general for something that, a person could say, okay, it all worked out. So what the korban torah was is to see how you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everyday situations, right? So why will Mizmor Lasoda be the only Mizmor we're going to say in the future? Because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. We want to bring the Geula. We have to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everyday life, and that's what the Zimra is all about. See HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day. We don't have to see open miracles. Everything, anytime something that happens, you're living on a regular daily basis in this country to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, that becomes very important. Aruch HaShulchan says you should try to say that also. Now, okay. So, the Rambam says that source number 7, the Shibchu Chachamim, that the Chachamim praised the Misha Korei Zemiros Misefer Tehillim B'chol Yom V'Yom. The Rambam praised anyone who says, the Chachamim praised anyone who says Zemiros from Tehillim every day. V'Til LeDavid Ad Sofa Sefer, again from Ashrei until the end of the book. U'Kvar Nagu, and we are knowing also Likros psukim lefneim lachreim v'tiknu brach lefnei azmiros v'hi barach shamar u'brach lachreim v'hu yishtabach, and afterwards you should go ahead and say kriya shema and kori kriya shema. Now, so before we get to the next Rambam, so the psach in the Shulchan Aruch is, as I mentioned, it's not here, that if someone comes late to davening and they say psukim lezimra in the misfil of a tzibur, psach in the Shulchan Aruch is skip psukim lezimra. Okay, just say Birchas HaShachar, some of the Birchas HaShachar actually, and do the rest later, and then go straight to Birchas Kriya Shema. That's the Pesach and the Shulchan Aruch. Why? Because they say, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, Yehechalki migom rehal. What does migom rehal mean? Yehechalki migom rehal. What does that mean? My chalik should be from those, right? Which makes sound like, yeah, you should try to do it, but if you don't do it, all right, one day, you miss one day. Therefore, it's not so important. Also, we don't really find that Baruch Sha'amar and Yishtabach is mentioned in Gemara, in Medrash. So therefore, it might not even be a Takana Chazal, right? It could be a Baruch later on. So go ahead and skip it, right? That is the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, the skip Sukkot Zim. Here you have it, source number 9, and I don't have the whole tshuva here, but it's a Mishkanos Yaakov. And it's one of the Achronim, but the Mishkanos Yaakov, he, at least in my impression, he gives a psak that I think that those who understand the Mesorah of how things are done follow this psak. And he says, absolutely not. You have to say Tam Sukkot Zimra. Okay? And he starts off, and I'm not at the beginning, he starts off because the pre-Chadash asks the question, how can we say Baruch Sha'amar? It's not a bracha mentioned in the Chazal. So he goes ahead and he says, he's absolutely wrong. Baruch Sha'amar and Yishtabach are brachos that were made by Chazal. So he says like this. You see, look, 1, 2, 3, the fourth line down from source number 9, Ma'od Niflesi al Rabzal. He says, I really don't understand what the Rab says. I think it's called the Prichadosh. Shemira Sheperish Deber Rif, that he explains the words of the Rif. Shekasa the Tekinu Rabbanim Bracha Lifnehem, that the Rabbanim were Mesakein, a Bracha, before Psukkot Zimra. Say, Hainu Tekan Zorom, he says to the Gonim, he's not the Gonim. Hoshet Shezeino. He says, it's not true. Elanir Baruch Shehema Takanas Atanoyim. Baruch Shomer Yishtabach are Takanas Atanoyim, Ve'eshav Ve'karav Takanas Anshik Nesagdola. And it's very possible the Anshik Nesagdola themselves were one of the Masakin, Baruch Shomer Yishtabach. Ve'huzal, he says, and he brings a proof. Let's say, for example, when you go out to war, there was halacha, and if someone had an Avera, they would send them home because they were afraid of what would happen. Because of Avera, what would happen? Yeah, so the question is, what avera did I send them home for? Right, a small avera. If someone would talk between yishtabach and yotzor, so the fact that that's an avera shows, and Chazal mentioned that, so it's Yerushalmi, that means that they had the bracha of yishtabach in the days of Chazal. Wow. So then he goes on and he says like this. He says, so where did this bracha go ahead, okay? So again, I don't know the Aramaic so well, but if you look, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 9 lines from the bottom. All right? So, Uv Zohar Mefurish with Parshas Truma, and the Zohar, it's explained in Parshas Truma, V'askinu Anshes Agdola Siduri Tishbachan De David, the Anshing, that's Agdola, those who were, who laid a foundation at the time of the Bayesheni, they were Mesakein, the Sidurim of the praise of the David, who were parts of Yaakov, the first Svatia, Tikuna Tanina, the Tikuna Tikuma Bahai Alma, they are massacring something that causes the world to be to remain in existence. But of the Beratius, he says, you know, in the way of that the Kodesh Baruch Hu did the beginning to keep it going, lebracha Kodesh Baruch Hu to praise God, I'll call uvdov the lekayim akuma the hayalma. So when we say Baruch Shamar Hayola, Baruch Hashem Bereshis, Baruch Hashem, when we say that, he says the Zohar says we are helping, we are going ahead, and we are sort of insisting Kodesh Baruch Hu in the continuity of the world. So from the Zohar, it sounds like it comes from and the tour says that so he says, how could he go ahead and say it doesn't come from Chazal? Of course it comes from Chazal, right? It comes from Chazal. And you should know, he goes on, I don't have the whole tshuva here, I don't know if you all heard of this, but does anyone know where Baruch Shema comes from? Where they came up with that? I don't know. My grandmother used to, in Europe, I think all the ladies knew about this. She says, a letter came down from Shemayim. Did you ever hear that? A letter came down from, yeah, you know, a letter came from Shemayim? And on it was written,
golden paper.
Yeah, Baruch Shema, right? And in Europe, they used to say,
when did they say this happened?
Time not just Gola. Yeah, let it come to Shemayim. Okay. And my grandmother used to say that everyone knows that there was two girsos in the story. The Hasidim said that the story, that the letter came down and said, you say Baruch Shamar after Hodu, right? And Ashkenazim said, you say, the letter says, you say Baruch Shamar before Hodu. But the Zohar says the letter came down, and on the letter was this Baruch Shamar. And what does it mean a letter came down from heaven? So again, I don't know the Zohar, I understand the Zohar, but what I'm trying to say is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was basically saying, you know what, I need you to say Baruch Shamar to help me keep the world going. What it means is that Baruch Shamar, as the Zohar says, you realize the significance of what Baruch Shamar does. It helps, it brings continuity to the world. So that is Baruch Shamar. Now, I would say one more thing. Okay, so if you remember, at the very beginning I said, so why does the Shulchan Aruch say that Pesukei Zimra, you know, it's very nice, but if you come late, you should skip it. Because Rabbi Yossi said in source number one, Yehei Chalki Migomri Halo, my chelik should be with those who what? So let's make it sound, yeah, it's a nice thing to do. So the Mishkas Yachav points out that if you look at that Gemara, there's a lot of Yehei Chalkis. And one of Yehei Chalkis is that it should be my chalek with those people who eat three meals on Shabbos. Right? Okay, so what does that mean? That even though the halacha was you're supposed to eat three meals on Shabbos, and that's really Me'ikar Adin. And by the way, I would just mention here that that's also chiyah for ladies too. Okay, I know it's very hard in the short shachosim. And because it's very hard, there are heterim to have mezonos, to have fruit. But really, if someone wants to do something really the right way, you're supposed to really wash three times. So what do you mean, Yehei Chalki? Not everyone did things what? The way you were supposed to. Okay? So, that's what it means. Really, a person, because of that, So because of that, the Mishnah Yaakov says, there's no question in the world you should not skip Sukkah de Zimra, and if you're in a rush for time, you should say Baruch Shamra Ashra Yishtabach, then move on, and if you're going to miss, you're going to miss Yilvet Sibur, he says, so then just say all Sukkah de Zimra. You can't skip Sukkah de Zimra. That's a very important part of davening. Now, and as a matter of fact, so the Rambam, when he lists off the 100 brachas, he includes Baruch Shamra Yishtabach, which Chazal Masakin to say. So that is a extremely important part of davening. So what is Pesukei Dezimra? We taught before we speak. So we said Pesukei Dezimra number one is seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everyday life. Everything that happens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there for us. Now, my uncle, I thought had a fascinating idea in regard to, and I couldn't find it on any of the svarim that I have on the computer. But he had a fascinating idea. He said like this. If you look and look at this, you look at source number 8. So the Rambam says like this. Beseder tefillah tzibur kachu. Alright? So what is tefillah v'tzibur? B'shachar kol am yoshvim. Everyone sits down. B'shliach tzibur yov ne'ateva. And the shliach tzibur. I mean, I think according to the Rambam, it's very important everyone sits, because when you sit down, it shows a certain sense of permanence that you're there. You're not running out. When you're davening, it's important to show that you're there. So everyone should sit. As a matter of fact, according to the Rambam, when you say Ashrei and Mincha, even though you're going to start from Ashrei right away, you should sit down for Ashrei, because you want to show Ashrei Yoshrei Vesecha, that you're there. So Shliach Tziv Yerov Ne'ateva, the Shliach Tziv goes before the Teva, Va'omev Emsa, and he stands in the middle of Ha'am, Umaslav Omer Kaddish, he says Kaddish, V'chol Ha'am Onim Yehesh Me'rabba, V'arach L'Olamaya, V'chol Kochan, of all the Koach, of all the strength, V'onim Amen, the Sov Kaddish, they say Amen, then the Kaddish, V'achar Kach, Omer Baruch Shem Avarach, and then he says Baruch Hu, everyone says Baruch Hashem V'chol Ha'am, Umaslav Parash Hashma, and then he starts saying all Hashma, the brachos, and they answer Amen. And a person who knows the brachos should say the brachos with him. So where does Shachar start from? From Kaddish and Berachos Kriyas Shema. What happened to Sukkah de Zimra? So I'm not here. What's going on? So my uncle explained like this. He said that we really have a problem. We as Jews. Okay. What's our problem? Because on one hand, we're supposed to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's our obligation. We were created to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'man j'merchavot lo yidom, Hashem l'kai lo madeka. On the other hand, if we start praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have another challenge. Because what happens if we say the wrong things? Okay, we don't say enough. You know, we start from Esther, we say HaKel HaGadol HaGibor V'anora. Right? Gemara says it's not here that... Gemara says the only reason why we could use those terms to say Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibor, Vanora is because Moshe didn't use those words. Otherwise, that's all you can say about Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibor, Vanora. That's all you can say. That's all you can say. So because Moshe didn't use those words, we're allowed to use those words also. And Gemara tells a story that one, in the time of Chazal, that one chasn got up and he started saying, Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibor, Vanora, Ha'adir, Hamromam, and the then he stopped. So after davening, the Ravener, I said, that's it? You can't say anymore? Wait, what's going on? How do you stop? So I looked at him, what do you mean? Like, what am I supposed to do the whole day? He says, the only reason we can say HaKadol HaGibor Vanora, right, is because Moshe Rabbeinu said it. And he is a crazy idea. It's a pasuk. Me and Malal Gurus, right? Who can talk? Who can say? So you have a problem. So how do we praise God if we're going to go in and do what? And stop. Okay? So, hallel, there's a mitzvah. Pesukei Zimra. So my uncle explained the reason why it's called Pesukei Zimra. Because really what we're doing is we're learning. We're learning Torah Shebichtav. And as we're learning Torah Shebichtav, we're learning those Pesukim that praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Pesukei Bezimra is really learning. And because we're learning, we're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for learning. So in other words, it's not a problem. We're not saying enough because we're not, in other words, we're coming to learn. And while we're learning, we, eventually end up doing what? Praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which is not living. And which is a beautiful, what does that mean? It means is that Pesukei Zimra really is all about how we go ahead and how we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu a whole day. That really, everything we do is supposed to be a praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We walk around, Baruch Hashem, we're breathing. We see something. In other words, it's not that we're out to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'shem praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're out that everything we do by itself is a praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the idea. Everything we do in itself is a praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So here we learn. And that's the idea of Pesukei Zimra, is to bring home the point that everything we do should be seen as a praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just to underscore what that means, so if you look at these parshios, we're actually, I think we're done, okay, with this idea. But if you look, by Avram Yitzchak, so it says, maybe three times, Vikra B'Shem Hashem, they called B'Shem Hashem. So Ramban asked the question, how come by Yaakov it doesn't say Vikra B'Shem Hashem? He didn't have to. Avram had a family. He built the Shiftei Kiyah. Just what they did was calling out in the name of God. Avram had to call in the name of God. But Yaakov, his children and building, and the family and building Eretz Yisrael, that itself is Vikra B'Shem Hashem. So Pesuk V'Zimra really underscores this idea that whatever we do, so we say a bracha, it's a praise of God. We recognize God. Everything we do is a praise of God. That's the idea of Pesuk V'Zimra, and that's what makes Pesuk V'Zimra so important. Okay, so now that we said that, so what's the status of ladies when it comes to Pesuk V'Zimra? So if you look at source number 10. So as I said, it's an important thing to say. It's an important thing to say. However, what's the halacha to know what goes on a day? So, number 10, the Pesukei Zimra says like this. I could not find this Rabbi Kiva Eger, but Mishnah Berurah quotes it. Muchach sham midvarav, the ikar niknu b'shvil tefilah, that Sim Pesukei Zimra is for davening. That before you daven, you should get an idea of, and that's by the way, I'm sorry, that's by the way why the Rambam does not mention Pesukei Zimra in Tefillah Vetzibur, because Pesukei Zimra is not really Tefillah. What is it? It's really learning and praising God. And that's why it's called Pesukim. Because it's not Hallel, it's learning Pesukim. When you learn, you're supposed to learn the Pesuk. That's why it's called Pesukei Zimra. Okay, so now the Rabbi Kiva Eger says, Rabbi Shmuel goes to Rabbi Eger, that women should daven Pesukei Zimra. Why? Because since it's for Tefillah and Mechuyavas in Tefillah, So then they should definitely do Pesukei Zimra. That's the Pesach and Mishnah Berurah. However, the Shulchan Aruch Harav points out like this. Nashim Avayim Turim Kriya Shemav Neshehu Mitzvah Zaseh Shazman Groma. Again, Nanat Mechuyavos Nfilav Zaseh Shazman Groma She'em Mitzvah Zaseh Ela Vizman Shechiv By Kriya Shemav Vizman Kiyam Sar Kriya Shemav Umikol Makom. No, as we saw a few weeks ago, it's proper to go ahead and to instruct them that they should go ahead and be Mekabal Malchus Shemayim and read the first Pesach. And their patra birchas kriya shema sheyesh tam gam is they don't say birchas kriya shema as we discussed. However, they are chayim in remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim as we discussed. He says, and then he goes on lafichach yesh lehem. He said that for that reason they should make the last bracha, which is about Yetzias Mitzrayim. We discussed that also. So he says. And he goes on like this. If you look at the very last line of Shulchan Aruch Rav, in parentheses, in Ratzel Levarich Gam Shar Brachas, they want to say other brachas Kriya Shema, Shal Kriya Shema, the Gam Pesukei Zimra Kaseha, Hershus B'Yodam. They're allowed to do that. Okay. So in other words, Shulchan Aruch Rav argues on Rav Kiva Eger and says they're not Muchuyavos. However, they could. But I think what's important is Aruch HaShulchan. So Aruch HaShulchan says the same thing. And He mentions that women are chayavos in tefillah because it's rachamim. Then he says they're potter from kiddush levana, and we'll get to that at some point. But if they want to recite kriya shema, they're allowed to recite brachas kriya shema. He says like this, and he goes on. If you look at the fourth line of source number 12, Aruch HaShulchan, the nashi didan. And our ladies, he's talking about, he lived in the Varduk, Osus came. They go ahead and they say Birchas Kriya Shema. V'tabo le'em bracha. And they should be blessed for that. U'evracha Birchas HaShachar, and Birchas HaShachar, Pokeach Ivrim, Matir Asurim, Chayeves Medina. They're obligated Medina to make those brachas in the morning. Shigam heim bechlola de bracha shalei, and this can be called Birchas HaShachar. He says, Ubarach Shon v'yishtabach, as we said, Ein chiyav aleihem v'yicholus lomar. Okay, He says a lot to say. And then he goes on, and I guess there were people in those days who said that women should not say Psukkah de Zimra like there are today. And he goes on, I said, V'lama lo yuchul l'zamra l'Hashem? It's ridiculous to say they can't. Why can't they sing to Hashem? K'mosha asa Miriam achol neshe yishav v'kriyas yam. Just like Miriam and all of them did a kriyas yamsuf, right? And, you know, I guess no one was screaming, oh my gosh, what are ladies doing? They did it. So I guess there are people who said women can't say Psukkah de Zimra in his days. And he's screaming out and saying, why not? And so it's fascinating, he says that when you say Psukkah de Zimra, it's sort of comparable as Yashir to what Moshe Rabbeinu did and what Miriam did. And that's, and he's basically saying, is if you have time, you definitely should say it.
All right. Can I ask you one question?
Yeah.
So if you come to Shul late, I'm talking about as a woman.
Yeah.
You say, Baruch Amar Asher Yishtabach.
Yeah.
Can you go back later and fill in the rest?
Yeah, so first of all, you certainly can. First of all, we talk about on Shabbos, right?
Yeah.
You should say Nishmas, okay?
Beseder.
And you say Mishmas on Shabbos, my father said,
but,
right?
But you can go back and fill in the rest.
Yeah, so it's actually a machlokes whether you should go back or you can go back. But everyone agrees you certainly can go back. I forgot who says what, whether you should go back or not, okay? I'm not sure how many people go back, because if you come late to davening, you're running out to go to work afterwards, but yes, you certainly should go. It's a good thing to go back, let's put it that way. All right? Okay.
So, practically, if it's a regular morning, you should say those, the brachos and
asherah. You should say brachos.
Yeah,
mizmor soda and halukas, right? Right.
Basically the whole thing.
Well, whatever. I mean, I'm saying, obviously, a person should come with a perspective. The people, people come. Notice how say, all have to say is Ashrei and Halukas. No, that's really a bit of effort. Okay, if you have time, but obviously, you don't have time. You don't have time. That's what I say. Because you know, in the hidden areas of Torah, they say when you skip certain parts of the Zimra, it messes up the Tsinoris in some way. So I'm not saying. What I'm saying is the perspective of a person should be. that you try to say, try to say the whole thing. But if you come late, then you have to know what to skip. I think there's a very cute story that one time Rabbi Tal came late to shul. Now Joe Tannenbaum built a bait. And Rabbi Tal was next to him. And Joe Tannenbaum was saying to Rabbi Tal afterwards, said, you know, it's a good thing I always come on time, because I don't know what to skip. He said, you're a rabbi, you can come late. So if you don't know what to do, then you can go and you can